Education is a community concern. This is Lisa Berry, and joining me now on 89.1 WEMU is a local educator who recently shared that sentiment with me. I'm talking to Ypsilanti Community School Superintendent, Dr. Benjamin Edmondson. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
You've been Ypsilanti School Superintendent about 7 months now, right?
Or more.
Or more.
It seems longer, but I think that's about correct.
How's it going?
I'm enjoying. Every day I get up and I go to work. I'm excited. I lose sleep over things that I think need to be done throughout the community, things that I should be doing as the superintendent to kind of reset the direction we're headed. So there's a lot of work to be done, and I'm excited. I feel like I have a community that supports me and supports my drive, my innovation, my determination to make sure that high expectations are seen, not only in schools but in the community, period.
Now, what did you mean when you said that education is a community concern?
Well, it is. I mean, any decision that is made from the from a school perspective impacts the community. No matter what decision I make, it has an impact on the community. But also on the flip side, that if you want things that matter, when the community gets involved, it gets done. But if the community doesn't get involved, then it doesn't get done. So you need both entities to understand their impact and reliance on one another. So education can't exist without the community, and a community cannot exist without education.
Okay, and you are the superintendent of Ypsilanti Community School, so of course you see that. Do you think the community sees it that way?
Some do and some don't. And I think that's one of the reasons that I lose sleep. It's how do you connect with the portion of the community that doesn't hear your message, and it's not just my message, just does not hear the education message. That keeps me up at night. I just don't know how to infiltrate.
Well, here is your opportunity. We brought you on 89.1 WEMU so you could connect with the community and you can get your goals and dreams out there. So what would you like to say?
Well, first of all, I appreciate it. I would say the people that are listening are the people that hear my message. Those are the ones that they resonate. It's those that don't listen to the news, those that don't read a letter when it comes, those that don't take an opportunity when they're invited to come speak or to sit down with you and listen to what you might have to say, or you're looking for their input. Those who are working 15 hours a day. That's the population that keeps me up at night.
Mm-hmm. Ypsilanti is near Ann Arbor. Is it fair to compare the two school districts?
Not at all. Well, if you were to compare us, you would compare us with a like-size district. Our district is 100% free and reduced lunch. So, you know, that's not Ann Arbor. Our per pupil foundation is not Ann Arbor's. Our level of parental or community education is not Ann Arbor. There's nothing to compare between the two except that we're contiguous. That's it. We're touching. Nothing else in common.
But do you think people do compare them?
Oh, absolutely.
So how can you get around that?
I don't think you can get around it. My job is not to be compared to Ann Arbor. Mine is to tell the Ypsilanti story. Okay, I'm not worried about Ann Arbor. Okay, they can be worried about themselves. I'm worried about Ypsilanti Community Schools and the community of Ypsilanti. That's the message that I get. But if you wanted to compare us to like school districts, it would be Muskegon, Oak Park, heavily minority-populated schools, and heavy free and reduced lunch schools. So that's apples to apples.
Mm-hmm. Would you say struggling is an accurate word to describe the Ypsilanti Community School District, or what word would you use, and what goals do you have?
I wouldn't say struggling. I would say emerging. I had a meeting today, and what I remind people is that this is a new school district. Okay, it's in its third year.
Because of
the consolidation.
Okay.
It's in its third year. So like any new business, in 3 to 5 years, you go belly up. You can go belly up or you can thrive. And that's where we are right now. We are determining where we're going to go. Okay. The problem, as I said, unlike a new business, okay, is that we have an old history that follows us. And some people don't want you to ever forget the history. Some people won't let you go beyond your history. A lot of the history is positive, but there's a lot of history that's negative. So it follows you everywhere. Anytime you want to be Ypsilanti Community Schools, you get pulled back because people want you to be Willow Run or people want you to be Ypsilanti Public Schools. And you can never get ahead of yourself.
So what can you do to make those changes then, to get ahead of yourself? I'm surprised to hear that people are hanging on to the old system.
Well, the adults are. Okay. I mean, it's not kids. Kids could care less. It's some of the adults, and I understand. You know, when you're highly attached emotionally to a school or a school district, that's what happens. But how do you move forward? Is that you move forward? Okay, I with my team and with the community, you re-envision who you're going to be. Okay, and that's my job. I inherited this job as now there was a previous superintendent of 2 years, and now it's me. So my job is to re-envision where we're going. That's it, as Ypsilanti Community Schools. And I have some ideas. We have some things that we're moving forward with that are going to help us move forward as Ypsilanti Community Schools, not these other two districts. We're Ypsilanti Community Schools.
But I heard some statistics about how many students you have lost in the school. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. I would say I think it's 3,500 students since 2010. You know, when you see things like that, it goes to show that there's a problem. Clearly, there's a problem. So I think there's a loss of confidence in the school district. I think that there were a lot of leadership changes. I think when you take two districts that were failing and you decide to put them together, what did you think was going to happen? Okay, what did you think was going to happen? And that exactly happened. My job is to restore the faith.
Okay. And how are you going to do that? Here's your chance to address the community and let them know.
As I said today, you deliver on what you say you're going to deliver. Okay, I say that we're going to do this, and that's what we're going to do. Okay, and that's how you do it. You say this is in the best interest, this is where we're going, and you do it. That's how you restore confidence. I can't keep making changes. I'm not going to, but in 2 weeks from today, there will be a facilities advisory board that consisted of roughly 25 community members, organizations. So we're making some recommendations to right size the district and put us in the right direction. And those moves will be clear to the community, so nobody ever has to guess what's going to happen in 2017. This is what's going to happen in 2016. This is. These are the moves that are going to take our district forward. And that's where we're going.
And
I'm very excited.
How about the students in your school district? Do you think they're aware of you and the energy you bring and the changes you're hoping to make?
I would say yes. I get emails from students on a weekly basis. I offer a superintendent's challenge to students, especially at the high school level. That also goes out to the community. So students are aware. When I walk into buildings, it's unreal. People know, hey, that's my superintendent. I was in Home Goods and two boys were fighting in front of their parents over, that's my superintendent. No, that's my superintendent. And I walked over and I spoke to them. I'm the face of the district and I understand that and I welcome that. And whether good or bad, I am the face of the district and I will set high expectations. The good thing for me is that when you haven't been in an area and you walk in, you have a fresh perspective. You can see things that need to be done. You can see some things that you need to let go. And I'm able to see those things, and I'm ready to move us forward. Not ready. I have been moving us forward.
Ypsilanti Community School Superintendent Dr. Benjamin Edmondson, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU. Come back anytime.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.